This chazar zeichin and shvach sabach chesu shagav and yehudim sechas zvachem taf lamet gimel. The Gemara quoted the view of Ula in the name of Rishlokish that a partial entry into the hazar is considered to be a full entry. Maybe we could bring a right this from a brayser. The brayser says the shechita of all karbanos must immediately follow the smicha without moving to another place, except for the shechita of the karban of metzayir, because the smicha had to be done at the niknar gate, the shar niknar, because the metzayir could not enter the hazara until after having the blood applied to him. Since the shechita had to be done in the north of the hazara, the smicha was done and the animal was then moved inside. Now, if partial entry is not deemed to be full entry, why couldn't the metzayir take his hands from the shar niknar into the northern half of the hazara and have the shechita immediately follow the smicha? Must be partial entry into the hazara is considered to be full entry. Rabbi Yosef said, no, it's no proof. The Braisa may follow the view of Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a carbon that has to be shechted in the north of the Azar could not be shechted right near the Shar Nikter, because it would have to be much deeper into the Azar. He has a more limited understanding of what's called north in the Azar. If so, why couldn't they make another door further north, opposite the area where the carbon could be shechted, and then have the Betzaris, Smicha, and Shechita done, one immediately following the other? Abai and Rava said, no, you can't. The entire structure of the Migdash was given to us by Hashem, and therefore we can't add or change anything. Another version of Rabbi Yossi is that he said that smicha in the azara would require the head and most of the body of the metzayir to enter the azara, because smicha has to be done using the full strength of the person. Therefore, the reason it could not be done there is because most of his body would have to enter, and there's no proof, therefore, that a partial entry is considered to be a full entry. What does the braisa hold? If it holds that the smicha of metzayir is required deraisa, and the requirement that the shechita immediately follow the smicha is deraisa, then he should be allowed to enter the azara to do the smicha because the Torah allows it. And the Gemara of Adar Masa said it's allowed deraisa. However, the rabbanim were goyis that he not walk into the azara as a gzera to prevent him from taking any extra steps into the azara, because that would be usher and would carry cars. Second teretz, others say the Rav Adar Masa said the smicha of metzayir is required deraisa, but the requirement that the shechita immediately follow the smicha is not deraisa, and that's why he may not enter the azara to do the smicha there. In fact, the Braisa quoted earlier said that a tamei may not do smicha. Now, if the requirement that the smicha immediately follow that the shechita immediately follow the smicha is not there, right? So why can't the tamei do smicha outside the azara and then have the animal brought inside the azara for shechita? And Vitimara, rather, the answer must have been that the smicha of Matzar is not required deraisa, but the requirement that the shechita immediately follow the smicha is deraisa. Ravina said that Rish Lakish only said this ruling with regard to Malkus, not Karas. Ravin and Amr Ravavo said Rish Lakish's ruling was said with regard to a Tomei person who touched Kaidish, as we learned elsewhere that if a Tomei person touches Kaidish, Rish Lakish says he gets Malkus based on the lav of Chol Kaidish Lesiga. Rabbi Yechin said he does not, because the Pasuk is referring to Truma, not Kaidish. Vekmar, according to Rish Lakish, is the Pasuk really available for this drasha? Rish Lakish himself uses this Pasuk to teach a warning against a person eating meat of kodesh. And furthermore, from the fact that the pasuk uses the verbiage of siga, touching, it teaches a warning against touching. The warning against eating is taught from a hekesh between kachim and entering the Beis HaMikdash, just like with regard to entering, it refers to an iser that has karis. So too, the kachim refers to something that carries karis, which has to be eating kachim when tameh, because there's no karis for touching kachim when tameh. Mar says it's a brayse that says Rakesh Lakish that the pasuk of Bechol Kodesh Siga is a warning against eating kachim when a person is tameh, and it can't refer to simply touching, because that wouldn't have karis. And the hekesh teaches that the pasuk is talking about something that has a chi of cars. In fact, tomorrow we learned that Rish Lakish uses this pasuk to teach a warning even against the tummy person eating kachim even before the blood is offered. Now, in that case, there's no cars. So we see from that the pasuk is not limited to teach something which has cars. And for the Gemara, the isser of a tummy person eating the kachim before the blood is offered is learned from the words of Bechol Kodesh. But the main part of the pasuk refers only to something which carries a karis penalty.